Hi everyone, welcome to the Brand Sisters. I'm Alexis.
I'm Claire.
And today we are going to get down to some basics.
Okay.
Because I feel like we are the Brand Sisters.
Mm-hmm.
So today we're going to talk about what is a brand anyways.
Excellent.
Because I feel like there's some misconceived notions where maybe people don't have a full comprehensive view. And so we are going to get down to all of the elements of like what is a brand.
I love this.
I know.
Yeah.
It's going to be great.
I feel like this is like a good, I feel like all clients potentially kind of need that like refresh. Like what is this actually?
It doesn't matter when we've met with clients that are really new to their businesses or clients that have been in the industry for 40 years. There's always elements of this that people don't think about.
So
I think that going over it comprehensively today will like help clarify.
Awesome. I'm excited.
So I think it's interesting. The first time that I really understood what branding was when I was not new in my photography business, but new in my niche in photography, which was helping female entrepreneurs. And I was really just starting to do that. And I was listening to a Jenna Kutcher podcast and it was why to build a brand, not a business. And I was like, I didn't understand.
Yeah.
And I listened to the episode and was fully convicted after that, that I needed to build my personal brand and my brand instead of just my business and my model.
Mm-hmm.
And then I started diving into branding, and because that's what I was doing for clients, I just didn't have, not everything had all clicked yet, and everything just like really clicked from there. And I love how the power of what a brand is, because you can evolve and shift at any point, but when you've worked to create a brand, you're all set. You have that foundation. Okay, so baseline, what a brand is how your audience perceives you. Simplified version is like how you're recognized. And obviously that goes into everything, like visually, your copy, your messaging, your photos. Like it's how you're perceived. And I think that that's something that's pretty powerful.
Yeah.
Like if you stop to think about that. And the one thing that I want to clarify right off the bat is you're curating how you want them to perceive you. You are not leaving it up to your audience. I mean, in a sense you are, but like you're designing it exactly for them. That's why you get so specific about all the elements. So they are perceiving you in the way that you're, you know, putting out there. Like an example of this in a simplified fashion is think about like Anthropology stores, right?
So they take my,
we love going into Anthropology. They create such a beautiful experience. And you don't just go to an Anthropology and there's a window that you get to see all the clothes on the racks. Like that's somebody that's not branding, right? It's like, this is what they do in there, but you're not building a front to let them know what that is. What does Anthropology do? Their store windows are experiential, right? They hire different designers. They like bring art and creativity in into all of their windows. So they're designing an experience that makes you want to come inside to see what they have to offer. And that's exactly what a brand is. It's curating a custom experience before people even know what you're selling on the inside. Like we know, yes, we understand that Anthropology sells clothing, housewares, those type of things, but like you don't even know what it is that they have that time until you get inside and you want to go inside. And then when you're in, think about it. They're curating everything, not just the way things are set up and styled, but they have a signature scent that they have in there. So you have a whole sensory experience when you go in there. And you know, we neither you and I or I love shopping. Like we're not shoppers. But I love going into Anthropology. I want to go into Anthropology for the whole experience. And like, I feel brand loyal in that way. Even if I'm not a huge shopper, like, I feel so loyal to their brand because they do a great job of creating a brand experience that you want to be a part of.
That's so, such like a profound metaphor and image to think about the whole like window shopping, you know, that that really is almost a like a brick and mortar storefront's version of like social media. You know, it's like their way of showing who we are, like what we're doing. And that is really powerful, because you're right. Like, you're not just looking in and seeing everything. Like, that, there's just so much to unpack there that, right, like, we can leave for a different episode. But, like, you're not. You are picking precisely what you want your visitor, your client to experience.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's so interesting.
So, anyways. Okay. So, let's talk about what a brand involves. There are these things that a brand involves, and we're going to unpack each of these: brand values, brand personality, brand voice, visual identity, and your unique value. Mm. And that's really the core, right? And when we work with clients, sometimes things are added or customized. I mean, they're all customized, but I mean, tailored. Mm-hmm. But like, these are the things that are at the core of every single brand. Mm. And if you work to identify this brand foundation, you have a curated brand. That's exactly what it is. Okay. So let's talk about brand values first. Brand values really are probably like my favorite thing. It's what you stand for at the core of what you do. And it's not necessarily like the things you stand for outside of life or like your core values. But the thing is those are often determine why you're doing what you're doing. And your brand values really shape your audience experience, because they're driving everything you do. They're driving how you do it. And it's really at the root of your mission too. And I respect that not everybody has a mission statement. I do think that everybody should have some version of a mission, but it is at the core of it, right? It's the why behind the what. And so it's so important. I just feel like people often overlook their brand values. And they don't put enough effort and energy into determining those things, but they are essential for a thriving brand. Second thing is your brand personality. So if like your brand were a person, how would it behave?
That's fun to think about.
I know. Yeah. Isn't it fun to think about? And it's like the experience of like your visuals and your voice, which we'll go in a little bit, but you want to think about that. Like what kind of life would it have? How would it approach things? Like, is it in like a humorous way? Is it reverent? Is it sacred? Is it calming? It's your personality. It does lead into like your voice, right? The way in which you talk about things, but it's like the tone of your brand. And you need to understand what that tone is, so you know how to create messaging and copy that connects with your audience, but that gives them the experience of who you are as a brand. Okay. Third thing is your brand voice. So your brand voice is really your values and personality infused together. This is all your copy and messaging, everything. So from a tagline, from your Instagram bio, to your website, to your blog posts, to the way in which you're speaking to your audience, so written and verbal. It is everything. And you have to understand brand personality to then make sure you have a strong brand voice. So we work with our clients pretty extensively on this part, because I think you have to have confidence in this going forward, or else I also feel like you get very swayed. If you don't really know your brand voice, you may read another article and be like, oh, I love the way they wrote that, and try to mimic that or like, oh, this person did such a good job, I'm gonna try to do that. Like, you gotta know yourself, like, and know yourself in relationship to your brand to really make sure that you're being consistent on all channels in regards to your brand voice. And another thing that we do with our clients, I just recommend doing, is what do you not want to do? It's not just about what you want to do or how you want to say it. It's what do you not want to do? So, like we talked about this when we were building our brand, some of the brand things that I was like, we can never do this because it just doesn't resonate with me are like femme boss vibes. It's just, I don't like the boss babe, femme power, level up. What are some of those other? But I was but like, I can't stand that. And I'm just saying, it's just, that one's not me. I don't resonate with it. So we created like a large list of like words, phrases, vibes, tones that I was like, this can never be a part of a copy. Like, I, and that's not you or I anyways, but just a side note, this is not just important for your own brand foundation. It's important for anybody that works with you or for you. Mm-hmm. That's why we build brand decks, mm-hmm. is so that anybody else that comes in and assists you, or let's say you have writers for your blogs or writers for social media or managers or whatever, they need to know what your brand personality and your brand voice and values mm-hmm. are.
Absolutely.
So
yeah, I think that that's a really, I think that's something that gets overlooked a lot. You know, like you think about, okay, I have my mission statement, I know who I am, but like, think about yourself, you know, like if we know who we are, so much comes into play with that. It's like what you wear, like how you interact with people, you know, it's like all these things come into play. So having that voice consistent, because you made such a good point of like, it's so easy to get influenced. And, you know, think about us in like junior high and high school, or even now, you know, like it's so easy to like with peer pressure and looking at other businesses in our industry and feeling like, dang, they're doing such a good job. Like I should adapt, like I should change so that I can be like them and be successful like them. But that's not how, that's not self-sustaining.
And that is like a hamster wheel of hell.
Yes.
Because like you will never stop.
Yeah.
Like,
right.
You're always, if you don't know who you are and your values and how to bring that into your brand, you will constantly be comparing mm-hmm. yourself to other people. Mm-hmm. And like, just feeling like you're never doing a good enough job, or be like, you know, like flashing, like looking at this and this and this, like, which distracts you from what you're doing, what you should be doing best. Mm-hmm. So, so important. Mm-hmm. Visual identity, your face. So this is really your brand personality, your brand voice and your brand tone visualized, right? And this is like something that we say is your values visualized. Mm-hmm. How do you transfer that aesthetically? Mm-hmm. So we did an episode on color palette, right? Mm-hmm. And we talked about how to create an experience with your colors, and you talked about how to choose different things if you're not hiring somebody yet. Mm-hmm. But basically, how can you transfer all of those values and things in a visual way so people have an experience of your brand mm-hmm. that's really visual too? Because mm-hmm. as we know, visuals are pretty important.
Oh, yes.
Very, very.
Yeah.
Yes. And then finally, your unique value. Mm. So how you stand out amongst your competitors. And I think that like this can be intimidating because people may not feel like, well, I don't have this magical thing that I do.
Yeah.
Or I just do this. Mm-hmm. But that's not a bad thing. Mm-hmm. Like oftentimes your unique value is just who you are, mm-hmm. or it's the experience that you give your mm-hmm. clients, which again is so important why you like build the brand part of this. Mm-hmm. Like it could be the way in just which you approach, or the care you give, or the way in which you respond. Like mm-hmm. it's all of those things.
Yeah.
And so it is really important to think about what mm-hmm. it is that you do differently or uniquely, but you don't need to put the kind of pressure on yourself that I don't have this like magical skill.
Yes.
Nobody else has.
Yes. I think that that's a really important distinction to make here, that it isn't about, I remember you phrasing at one point of like to have like a magical unicorn, you know, like you don't need to have something that's like no one else is doing this, right? Like that rarely happens that someone has that. So it really is about, and I think we had talked about this at a different point, saying how much that can come to light after having different client experiences mm-hmm. and getting feedback, you know, like, and if you see a certain theme, you know, like, oh, my clients feel like I'm a really good listener, you know, like I'm really good at like hearing their heart and understanding their heart. Like that could then become what you are able to sort of position as your, what makes you unique, you know? So that might be something to where like right now you might be like, I'm not totally sure what that is for me. Right. And that's okay. Like, I feel like that's part of like coming into knowledge of like who you are as a business and brand, but that's, yeah, I think that that's a really good thing to think about, but also not to feel, like that's an obstacle.
Totally. And the other thing about that is sometimes it is going to be a marketable unique value proposition, mm-hmm. right? It would be something that you would include in your website somewhere, mm-hmm. but it's also not always that. Mm-hmm. Like it could be the subtle ways in which you're saying things, or when you do hop on a call with a potential client where mm-hmm. they feel that, mm-hmm. right? But again, I do think it's important to begin if you don't already understand what that is that's mm-hmm. unique, so you have the confidence in dealing with your clients mm-hmm. in that way. Okay, so those are the things that encompass a brand. Mm-hmm. And so now I want to talk about how branding helps your business mm-hmm. in case you're not convinced yet mm-hmm. how branding helps your business. Excellent. Okay, so the first thing is it gives you power to shape your audience experience. And I always hesitate to use the word power because I think it gets a bad rap. Like, I think there's a negative connotation to it, but that's a amazing thing. You should be trying to shape your audience experience.
Right.
And it gives you, like, it puts that in your hands that you get to curate that for them. Like, ultimately, you're serving your client before they're even your clients. You're serving your potential clients. So you have the power to curate that experience. The second thing is it helps you stay focused on your mission. So if something doesn't align with your values, if something doesn't align with, or potentially maybe you have opportunities to grow, but if it's not mission focused, you shouldn't be investing in it. I mean, I remember I had this opportunity about a year ago to pursue something with someone else who wanted me to come on board for something. And it was a really great opportunity. And I knew that I would grow from it. I knew that I would get experience. But ultimately, it really wasn't what I wanted to do. And I was then like, well, even though I'd get skills and I think I would get more recognition and, like, you know, build my credibility in certain ways, it wasn't part of my mission. And so I turned the opportunity down, even though it was a hard decision. But I knew where I was headed and what I was doing. And so it was a really clear yes or no. So it's a great way to stay clear to your mission and save time and money because you're laser focused, right? The next thing is it helps streamline your marketing efforts when making investments. So you know who you're marketing to. You know if you need to make investments in advertising or marketing. You know how you want to do that because you have a really clear brand. So you know exactly how to do that, which is really important when you're investing in marketing.
Yeah, absolutely.
The other thing it does is it gives direction for employees or contractors that you might be bringing on. So just like we talked about before, like when you have a brand X that's solid, anybody that you're bringing on to work for you or with you, you have something to give them so they're enlightened on your brand. So that's onboarding becomes a much simpler process and they can really understand your brand values and mission. It also, because if you're working on your unique value propositions and working on, you know, who you are, it helps position you amongst your competitors. It's a great way for you to understand how to differentiate and stand out amongst them. And then finally, it helps with a quicker closing of sales. Because when people get to know you and your brand beforehand, they're getting introduced to you before they're even potentially investing in your services or your product. So it really helps with quickening that. And that's why so many efforts that you might do in marketing using your brand are powerful introductions to your clients. So, lastly, like if the question is like, is a brand right for your business? The answer is yes.
Long story short.
Do it. Just do it. Because if you don't have a brand at this point, you know, people want to feel connected to who they're investing with. That's not with the introduction of social media, you know, however many years ago that that was really like that picked up with businesses so quickly. There's not an option to not connect anymore. Like our culture desires that kind of connection and investment with who they're connecting with, who they're investing with. And I think if you're not building a brand, it's like throwing spaghetti at a wall and just hoping that something sticks or like, will this work? Like, does this, I don't know what worked. Did this not work? And you know, to Italian girls, like,
you don't waste spaghetti.
Especially homemade spaghetti.
Yeah, it's the best.
No, like you don't, why would you waste your time and your efforts in that way? So I hope that this has been educational in regards to like what branding is. I hope that you feel motivated to build your brand because it is so important for any stage. And so anyways, you can subscribe to our channels. You can follow us on YouTube, Pinterest, TikTok, Instagram. Come to our website where we have all this laid out in a blog post. And we will see you next time. Bye.